USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York are investigating a mass shooting that happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket. Officials in a tweet wrote that several people were struck by gunfire at a Tops and that the shooter is in custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how his country's security environment had changed after Moscow invaded Ukraine, pointing to Russia's demands on Finland to refrain from seeking membership to the Western military alliance. Wall Street had a sixth straight losing week. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and a delegation of GOP senators are the latest American officials to pay a visit to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The visit comes as Ukrainian officials are negotiating with Russia to evacuate 60 medics and seriously wounded people from the besieged steel plant in Mariupol, the last sliver of resistance in the southern port city. According to a senior U.S. defense official, Ukrainian forces have gained ground in Kharkiv, pushing Russian troops north of the border. South Africa is experiencing a new surge of COVID cases driven by two subvariants of Omicron. They look like the original Omicron strain that was first identified late last year. The country has seen an increase in cases and a somewhat higher number of hospitalizations, but no increases in severe cases and deaths. A health expert says they don't want to call it a wave because it's early in the increase period. They add the actual number of new cases is probably much higher because the symptoms are mild and many who get sick are not getting tested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's a problem that needs to be addressed now, and Republicans are attacking the Democratic administration. Both are discussing the nationwide baby formula shortage.
President Biden is defending his administration's response to the baby formula shortage in the United States. When asked by a reporter on Friday if he should have taken steps sooner, the president said,
"If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have, but we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed."
Brian Deese, top White House economic advisor, admitted that the administration knew about the baby formula supply issue back in February. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says the leak of a draft opinion that suggests the court is about to overturn Roe v. Wade has changed the institution. At a conference in Dallas Friday evening, he says that the trust within the institution that he's a part of is now gone.
And when you lose that trust, especially in the institution that I'm in, it changes the institution fundamentally. You begin to look over your shoulder. It's like kind of an infidelity.
Thomas, the longest-serving member of the court, added that what happened is tremendously bad. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed higher on Friday, but it was another losing week overall on Wall Street. Listen anywhere at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.